For over 18 years, Jazz Is Magazine has been covering the jazz world, documenting musical innovations, charting industry trends, and following the artists whose lives so colorfully inform our own. Right now, you can order Jazz Is and take advantage of the low subscription rate offered for a limited time. Take $10 off the regular subscription price by ordering Jazz Is today. Call 1-888-834-3023, Department 303, and start receiving your 12 issues and 12 CDs for the low cost of $59.95. That's $10 off the regular subscription price and over 50% off the newsstand price by ordering now. And be sure to tell your operator that you heard about this on Anything Goes or refer to code RBZAG. That's RBZAG. Have your credit card ready or visit them at jazzis.com.
Step into the world of Grey Gardens and see how bad things can happen to good socialites.
Oh, hi. Thank heaven you're here. You look absolutely terrific, honestly. Da-da-da-da-da. Just listen to this. The Hamptons Bee, July 1972. The elderly bedridden aunt of former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy, Mrs. Edith Bouvier Beale, and her adult daughter, Miss Edie Beale, a former debutante, are living on Long Island in a garbage-ridden 28-room house with 52 cats, fleas, cobwebs, and virtually no plumbing.
Call telecharge.com at 212-239-6200 for tickets to Broadway's must-see new musical, Grey Gardens. Entertainment Weekly and USA Today agree Grey Gardens is the best musical of the year. Time Magazine crowns Grey Gardens the year's number one show.
Why, it's the most atrocious thing ever to happen in America. Da-da-da-da-da!
All right, my friends, welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you so much for keeping me company today. I certainly know you have a lot of choices on your radio dial and on satellite and on the web, and I thank you for choosing this station and Anything Goes. And as I promised you, we're going to kick off this set with something nifty from Nora Jones and her friends, the Little Willies.
Somebody else, it ain't you, baby, well, it's me. Oh, but I can't give you no more of myself. Hi, this is Bob McGrath, Bob of Sesame Street, and you're listening to a mix of music that has something for everyone. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
I worked in the operating room, and doctors make mistakes like anybody else. You know, I'm not knocking them. They make mistakes. Now, what would a doctor say if he makes a mistake? You know, like especially in surgery, when a guy's operating. Now, you know, a mechanic will mess up something. He says, oops, you know, that kind of thing. What's a doctor say when he cuts the wrong thing? You know, the guy's operating, and it's local anesthesia. You know, the guy's just awake down there reading a magazine or something. And, you know, they're operating on against strobers. Sheeps. Crab's engines, bang. Stern right aside, bang. Shrags, oops. And the patient said, what did you say? Nothing, just lie down. What did you say? Did you say oops? Don't worry, I've said oops before. I know what I've done when I've said oops. Now, what did you do saying oops there? You know, that kind of thing, man. Really weird.
Bill Cosby with one of his remarkable musings, this time wondering about what happens when a surgeon makes a mistake on the job. And I had to share that one with you because, well, I think I heard it for the first time when I was about 8 years old, and my brother and I latched onto it, and it became part of the family culture. Oops. You know, I'm just noticing here in the liner notes, I have this album on CD, but, of course, it was released as a record album. But anyway, in the liner notes here, Bill Cosby is introduced to us by Alan Sherman. And I don't know, it's somehow hard to imagine that there was ever a time before zippers, scotch tape, copy machines, and Bill Cosby. And before we heard from Mr. Cosby, we heard from Miss Jones, Nora Jones to be precise, with a band she calls the Little Willies. And the cut was It's Not You, It's Me. And that cut featured Nora on the vocals. And I've got another great cut from that album ready to spin for you. But first, let's talk about you and me a minute with another listener email. Here's one from Ken in Bath, Maine, who listens to the webcast from SiriusJazz.org in Miami. And I thank you for taking the time to write, Ken, and I congratulate you on your very good taste. Sirius Jazz is a great station, and if I remember correctly, you were listening in February when it was 80 degrees in Miami, and there were no degrees to be found in Maine at all. Anyway, in response to a tune that I played and a question I posed about whether Robert Mitchum had sung in more than one film, Ken said that he thought that Robert Mitchum also sang in the film Thunder Road. Well, Ken, you are right, sir. I did some research. Robert Mitchum certainly sang the Ballad of Thunder Road, which actually made it to number 69 on the Billboard charts. And my research also showed that Robert Mitchum recorded more than one album, including one called Calypso Is Like So. I don't know, Robert Mitchum singing Calypso, and another one called That Man Robert Mitchum Sings, and one he recorded in his later years called Tall, Dark Stranger. And you guys, this is why I love putting Anything Goes together for you, because when you email me like Ken did, it starts a whole ball rolling and we all end up learning something new, like Robert Mitchum singing Calypso. I can see I'm going to be spending some time on eBay looking for that one. I'm Lise Avery, hanging out with you and coming at you from this wondrous studio in New York City, Full House Productions, and the man pushing the buttons and making it all sound fabulous is my buddy, Phil Lee. And I could spend the whole program saying thanks to you guys for writing, but I know that you're here for music, so we've got Nora Jones here for you to take us up to our next break. On the other side, we're going to kick up our heels with the jump boogie portion of Anything Goes, and I know that I promised you some more from Louis Armstrong and some more from the Frank and Joe show, so we still have lots to do. Now, here's Nora Jones looking for trouble. She's going to get drunk. I'm Lise Avery. I'll meet you on the other side to continue with this rowdy behavior.
Gotta get drunk. Sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. Spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm on. I gotta get drunk, I putting it down. Well, there's more drunks than there are good doctors, so I guess I better have another round.